From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Bail is set at $500,000 for a Eureka man arrested in April following an investigation into alleged sexual abuse of a minor. Now he's back in custody with new charges. 39-year-old Andrew Cunningham arrested last month on charges of child molestation and continuous sexual abuse of a minor after a month-long investigation. On Thursday at about 1 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputies served an arrest warrant at a residence in Eureka. Cunningham, who was out on bail for his previous charges, taken into custody, booked on fresh counts of possession of more than 600 images of child pornography, 10 or more involving a minor under the age of 12. We now have the names of two McKinleyville women killed in a crash on Wednesday. A driver of a Chevy Silverado pickup identified as 46-year-old Tara Smith. The passenger identified as 64-year-old Andra Cooper. Earlier this week, their pickup was traveling southbound on US 101 south of Bald Hills Road. For unknown reasons, the pickup traveled off the west roadway edge and overturned onto its side. The pickup then slid into the northbound lane of traffic where it collided with a tractor trailer being driven by 50-year-old James Rumble of Crescent City. Emergency responders went to the scene. Both women pronounced dead at the scene. The California Office of Historic Preservation will be hosted by the cities of Arcata and Eureka for a local government preservation workshop. The workshop will include topics like survey and landmark designations and historical resources. There will also be a panel discussion on the Mills Act. The workshop will be held on June 8th in Eureka, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The public cordially invited to attend. No charge, but there is advance registration required. Well, Humboldt Bay is now home to one of the most advanced ocean chemistry monitoring instruments in the world. On May 14th, Oregon State University oceanographer Burke Hales joined California Sea Grant and Humboldt State University researchers to install his namesake invention, the Burkeolator, at the Hog Island Oyster Company's new hatchery on Humboldt Bay. It's the third such device to be set up in the state. The new instrument can monitor how seawater chemistry in Humboldt Bay is being altered by ocean acidification. As the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increases, some of that CO2 dissolves into the ocean, which makes the seawater more acidic. Ocean acidification, bad news for shellfish like oysters and mussels that build their shells out of acid-sensitive calcium carbonate. It's also bad for shellfish farmers whose livelihoods depend on healthy oysters. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.